The Utah House passed a bill Friday that would allow victims of sexual abuse to bring civil action against alleged perpetrators, even after the statute of limitations has expired. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Last year, state lawmakers passed House Bill 277, which abolished the statute of limitations for sex abuse victims who were 22 or younger as of March 23, 2015.
We thought last year that that was enough. We thought if we protected children going forward, that would be a good step for the future.
Republican State Representative Ken Ivory says the bill still barred anyone who was older than 22 by even a day from bringing their claims. That's why when the bill passed, he says he started getting phone calls from victims.
They would tell me their horrifying story of their experiences as a child, and then they would ask, does 277 help me? And I would ask them, how old were you on March 23rd, 2015? And invariably, they were older than 22, and I would have to say, no, I'm sorry.
This year, with House Bill 279, Ivory wants to make more victims eligible to bring claims by providing a window of 35 years of the victim's 18th birthday. Five lawmakers voted against the bill, including Republican Representative Fred Cox, who worried he would be voting to pass a retroactive or ex post facto law, which is unconstitutional.
I just don't understand why we can do this, whether it's a good idea or not.
Ivory disagreed, however. He argued his bill does not criminalize acts that were legal when committed, as sex abuse was already a crime. HB 279 now moves to the Senate for consideration. Whitney Evans, KUER News.